Hello, my name's Kitty. I live in East Cowes. My favourite beach has to be Castlehaven in Knighton.
Me too. Why do you love it, Kit?
Because it's so remote and it's so out of the way and you don't get so many people down there. And of course, the beautiful views and the noise from the sea against the rocks. Love it.
Yeah, and I love the way it's, as you said, very remote, but it's really picturesque, isn't it? It's like, it feels like some tiny little cove that you've stumbled upon, and then it spreads out into being a bigger, rugged beach.
It's a bit like a secret garden, but in the sea.
Yes, a secret cove. A hidden gem. And what's your favourite walk? Do you have one?
My favourite walk is from Woody Bay to the Spyglass Inn and back.
Can you tell?
Obviously, stopping for dinner.
Very nice. Tell us about that, because I've not done that and I'll be doing that soon.
Oh, it's quite a long walk. If you park in, I can't remember the name of the road, but it is in St. Lawrence, and then you walk downhill and you walk along the top of the cliffs, really, until you get to the Spyglass in Ventnor, and then stop for a bit of lunch and then walk back. The views are to die for. If you go there at certain times of the year, it can be rather muddy and you can get rather wet if it's raining, because obviously you get the sea mist as well.
Oh, evocative.
Yeah.
And do you have an island gem favourite event?
Oh, my favourite event probably has to be Rhythm Tree.
Tell us why.
Because it is a friendly little festival. It has lots of different world music. It's not seriously crowded like some of the other ones. And it's outside.
Thank you very much, Kitty.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kim and I'm from Bryston.
Kim, tell us, what is your favourite beach on the Isle of Wight? What's your island gem?
Oh, goodness. Probably, I'm just trying to choose between two. One of them's Rocken End, which you go down from Knighton Car Park and you go right the way down to the bottom, and it's a massive shingle beach. And I think in years gone past, it has been used as a naturist beach. I don't know if it still is. Maybe I shouldn't mention that, but
yeah, that's all good fun. I mean, we're open to anybody on this radio show.
But what I really love about that particular beach is you can get in the tide at one point and it sweeps you parallel to the beach right down the length of the beach. And then you don't get swept out. You have to make sure you get it at the right point, but you can just bob in the water and get swept right along. You watch the beach sailing past. Aww. And you then have to walk on the shingle afterwards. There is that downside.
And what was your second beach? We may as well do two.
The second one would be at Hanover Point, where you walk along to Compton, or you come down Compton, all those steps down at Compton, and walk along to Hanover Point when the tide's out.
Down the steps, left or right?
Go left, yes. You can't go. You can only go so far right if you come down at Compton, and then you come along to Hanover Point. And then the next one on's Brook. So if you're feeling, you can do all three.
Quite a lot of fossils down there, aren't there?
Yes, yeah. There's, of course, you've got the dinosaur footprint, or the one that's left. I believe there was two, wasn't there? And one was hacked out and is in a museum in Germany or something. But there's always people down there hacking away at the cliffs, I have to say.
Seeing what dinos they can dig up.
Yeah, and there has been some quite famous finds down there too, hasn't there?
Yes, there was a huge, a lady in the 20s found a massive skeleton, didn't she? Yeah. Wonderful. Yes. Do you have a favourite walk?
Favourite walk? I love walking. I've got two dogs, so I just will walk and walk and walk everywhere. So apart from walking on the beach, I love walking, goodness, where would I say? Probably up from Jubilee Car Park, up over the downs there. You can carry on, it's the Tennyson Way, isn't it? You carry on into freshwater, cake and tea. And get the bus back if you if you can't quite face the walk back.
Yeah.
But that is a beautiful, stunning walk, because you see the whole coastline.
Yeah. Spreading out in front of you.
Yeah. And it makes you realise we live in such a beautiful place.
We do. And actually, that's why I was really keen to do Island Gems, because I love hearing other people's perspective. You know, I've not done Rocken End. Is it Rocken End Beach?
Yes.
Or Cove? And I'm now going to go and find out about that.
Oh, you will love that. It's a bit of a scramble in places, but then that's what interests me. Yeah. I like the scramble. In some years, it's fallen away and they put ropes down so you can get down on ropes.
Great.
So if you're going to take a little one with you or anything like that, go a bit careful.
Definitely.
But, yeah.
And do you have a favourite event or something that happens on the island?
I'm going to have to say the wolf medicine program we run. Yeah. I absolutely love running that program. We do it 3 times a year on the island. Yeah. And I love the people that it attracts to come in to do it. And we've had people coming down from London this year. Now it's getting more well known. And I love the connections that people make and continue on from that programme. They form their own pack and friendships. Mm. And we deliver it in such a beautiful area of the island. So we're on the beach down where I've just mentioned, or we're up in the woodlands, that whole area around the Longstone we use. Yes.
Oh, I love that. That's my favourite area.
Yes, yeah.
And how would people find out more about the wolf medicine courses?
Oh, if they go to our website, which is www.naturetherapycic.com. And I apologise for the shameless, the boost for the actual programme. But because I love delivering it, it is...
And also, it's you're a CIC, you're a community interest
yes.
company.
Yeah.
You're giving back to the island,
yeah.
which in itself is a gem.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura.